Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I can see in the aftermath of the crisis, people are very, very concerned about the United States' relationship with China.
There's, in other words, a second Bretton Woods. But it's not on the cards yet. And I think this is where we have to work on the intellectual structure of such a deal.
And so this is a breathtaking step, which effectively nationalizes or federalizes the deposit base of the U.S. financial system.
Look, the bottom line is this. Americans can rest assured that our banking system is safe.
Mr. President, what do you know right now about why this happened? And can you assure Americans that there won't be a ripple effect?
Do you expect other banks to fail, Mr. President?
Should all depositors be protected at all banks?
What I do want to do is emphasize that the American banking system is really safe and well-capitalized. It's resilient.
I do agree that the system is breaking it out. And one of the major reasons, not the only reason, obviously, but one of the major reasons is that you don't have good corporate leadership. So you say, so what? But I'll tell you so what. If you don't have good corporate leadership in companies, yeah, when the tide is high and things are great, it doesn't matter. And all these guys that run these companies are partying and having a good time and giving themselves bonuses.
I'm Scott Shea, chairman of Signature Bank, and it is a pleasure for me to welcome you to this multimedia, multicasted, multispatial meeting of the Pride Council.
CNN, ABC News, the BBC, they're like, it's over. All the banks are collapsing. Run for the hills. Bigger than 2008. Don't worry, though. We've got central bank digital currencies there, and we're going to save you with these because they're going to have a new system. They haven't told us yet, but you know it's central bank digital currency. They've been prepping it. They've been getting it ready. They are artificially, like, they locked down our houses, locked down our businesses, locked us down in the last few years, and imploded the third world with 2+ years of lockdowns. They're now getting a new one ready, just cutting off liquidity in the market. But the Federal Reserve's already raised interest rates 5-6 times last year. If they don't cut them now, you know they're deliberately trying to put the economy into a cardiac arrest. And the central private banks are not going to prop up the regional and local banks and credit unions so they all go down and they can bring in the central bank digital currencies, the centralized system that totally controls every facet of your life.
In fact, the controller of the currency nominee in the first year of the Biden administration literally proposed in an article from Vanderbilt that the beautiful thing about having CBDCs is if you're worried about inflation, you just freeze everybody's bank accounts.
The important thing to understand is central bank digital currencies are not currencies. It's a financial transaction control grid.
They've got all the central bank digital currencies ready. They've got the central currencies ready. This is a historic moment, ending Bretton Woods, bringing in a global consortium run by the UN, run by the big central banks, to bring in a new global set standard. In international polls and national polls, upwards of 90% of people don't trust the government and don't like it. So this illegitimate system does not have the people's support.
It's a very strange time where I don't think people have a lot of faith right now in institutions. So I think there's like a feeling of chaos that exists today that I don't think has ever existed in my life like this before. See Pete Buttigieg and Kamala Harris and Biden can't get a sentence out. You're like, this is madness. These people are utter fools. And these are the people that are running everything.
But why is that being done? Because Kamala Harris and Barack Obama's third administration under Biden are puppets, fall guys, to take the fall, which I told you 2+ years ago. Need to understand, our so-called elites are like an idiot robbing a gun store. Starting a war, a kinetic war, a nuclear war, is where it's going with Russia, is the equivalent of robbing a gun store at noon when you've got 5 employees armed who are trained retired police officers. You're dead. podcast lineup for you today. You do not want to miss it.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Remember, all of you that are listeners and viewers, particularly those that have been listening for decades, have been vindicated in a royal flush. It's our world. All over the planet, all people talk about is the New World Order, global government, central banks, tracked currencies, forced injections, robots, human-animal chimeras. It's all here. It's all going down. It's all happening. Now, a very smart gentleman who's been just as prescient as I have on many fronts, who's a fellow that's worked for some of the biggest banks and financial institutions out there, and as a well-known stock picker, Edward Dow will be joining us for the full second hour to talk about the banking crisis and the latest on the globalist war using COVID and COVID shots against the American people. Paul Joseph Watson will be co-hosting in the fourth hour today, 2 to 3 p.m. ahead of the War Room with the great Owen Schroyer. So here's where we're at. We can sit here and talk about World War III. We can sit here and talk about the rollout of the central bank digital currencies. We can sit here and talk about the totally imploded borders and testimony in Congress by the Border Patrol that there is no border, that it's completely lawless, but we already know that. Or we can talk about the people running it and just how psychotically evil they are and how it's not debatable and how could anyone go along with the globalists. And so we're going to cover it all today. And the Russian jets dumping fuel on the drone and saying it's an accident and all the rest of it. We're going to get to all of it. China's new smart religion app forces believers to register with communist regime before attending services. What do you think the 501c3 is in this country? It's that, but it's now intensifying. It's the mark of the beast. We're going to be breaking it all down today. But the first thing I want to hit is something that everybody talks about, but we don't talk about enough, really, because it's so illustrative of who's running things. Canada and other Commonwealth countries like the UK and Australia and New Zealand are the models of the New World Order tyranny. China is the main testing ground, but the model in the West is Commonwealth nations who have great people living in them, great culture, but because of the power of the people and the power of their influence and the power of the inventions of those people, leading the Renaissance, creating America in the last 500 years, the people that were able to hijack the British Empire in 1815 with the stock market crash at the Battle of Waterloo instituted by the Rothschilds on record, once they fully captured the British Empire, they had the most powerful institution on earth behind them and their evil plan. And now we're living in this project of the criminal groups that have hijacked the British Empire. And that's really the full system, and that's the dominant system on the earth that is so incredibly wicked. And so when we look at places like Canada and Australia, where first they said we're going to legalize assisted suicide. That was decades ago. Then they say, now we're going to have the state push suicide and basically tell people you got to be killed, you're weighing on society. And then they say, even if you're depressed or mentally ill, even though you're not cognitively able to make that decision, the state's going to decide to kill you because the state is your guardian or your ward. A total violation of the oath of Hippocrates or the Hippocratic Oath. And then now, as you know, last year and this year, they have normalized it and put out policy reports, not a law, not trying to pass a law, to kill children and say the children have the right under state control to be killed by the state. So you extrapolate out transgenderism, hormone blockers, surgical mutilation. All of that is about depopulation. If they can't kill you in the womb, they want to kill your fertility after, which is the equivalent of killing you. And now they're openly pushing and now have test cases of where, despite there's no parental consent, children will be taken by the state and children will be killed. Every day I see videos out of the UK and out of New Zealand, Australia, Canada, the same policy, same groups, arresting preachers that peacefully protest 100 yards away from a government building, in the case of Canada, the latest video, where they're trying to pass a law to have the state take over children and be able to sterilize them, again, with no parental oversight. So this is tyranny. It's as bad as it gets. It has nothing to do with the freedom of children. It's absolute evil. And now, the left's new sacrament is we've got to let the state kill children if they're depressed. So first they drug us. All the statistics show the drugs on average cause more depression, more suicide, more mental problems. And now they move on to sterilization, and then now they move on to flat out killing children. And you see all the cases coming out in the news with the National Post defending it. In some cases, actually being against it, there's still some debate going on, some vapors of sanity left in the gas tank. And they say, well, really, should we be killing children just because they're depressed? Should we get them into sports? Should we, you know, give them attention? Should we get them counseling? No, let's just kill them. So now we're to the point in the pilot countries for a global rollout to kill children because they're depressed. And they have all these studies out. Another one came out yesterday that lack of exercise and a sedentary lifestyle creates depression and creates neurological disorders because you're not meant to have robots picking your crops and robots cooking your dinner and robots cleaning out the cat box and robots cleaning the garage and robots changing the baby's diaper. So you can stick your head into a digital bag called VR. So everything they're pushing creates depression, creates loneliness, creates despair, creates pain. Every policy of the New World Order is to do that. Their whole mission is disorder, to sabotage civilization, to collapse civilization into their technocracy New World Order system. So anyone going along with the system is in a death cult. And I believe in humanity. And I believe when humanity sees what we're facing, we can transcend it. But nationalists, populists, conservatives, Christians, pro-humans, pro-common sense, pro-human future individuals, whatever you want to call us together, every race, color, and creed, we have to cut to the chase and stop fighting all the heads of the Hydra. And we have to go directly to the fact that this technocracy, this mad scientist elite, who are, by the way, very occultic, are bad people and have sold out to a very dark, twisted force whose mission is to bring down our species. So look at these headlines. Canadian panel pushes assisted suicide for minors without parental consent. Canada steps closer to euthanizing children. Panel says sick kids should have suicide rights. See, it's not just the rights to have sex with adults. That's just the beginning. Now it's, you want to die, don't you? It's cute. We know that since it started in the year 2000, they even had a 2020 special on it decades ago on ABC News, that as soon as Colorado districts under a federal pilot program in the year 2000 began these so-called suicide classes and these classes on dying, where they would lock kids in lockers and roll them up in sleeping bags and have people sit on top of them to learn what it's like to die. And they teach little girls, this is how you commit suicide, so don't do it. Don't put your shoelaces around your neck and go in to the coat hanger in the urinal or in the stall and hang yourself. Well, you've introduced that idea, and now the little girls, when they're depressed, don't just harm themselves with knives. There was a rash of little girls, and there still is, committing suicide. They're teaching you you're a victim. They're teaching you the only way out is death. The psychology they teach in the military, it isn't to help the troops with PTSD, it's to teach them to be weak and kill themselves. It's all a plan destroying our life force. With the backdrop, there's too many humans, humans are bad, get rid of humans, save the earth. So you wonder why suicide's so high in the youth and other areas, because they're teaching us that we're bad, so be a hero, kill yourself.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Scoop on what's really happening with the accelerated worldwide banking collapse. Back to what I was just hitting. The globalists, the state wants the power for the state to kill children. And if you go watch the famous movie, The Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston and others, they talk about when the movie starts, which is not just in the Jewish text, it's in the hieroglyphs carved from the time of Ramses the First, Ramses the Second's dad, and he's ordering the firstborn of the Israelites or the Jews to be killed, the firstborn males, because there were too many of them. They wanted more girls that were controllable. And in every culture, they start killing children when the society collapses. And so now here it is, repeating again, human sacrifice of children by the biomedical psychological combine. And where are the mainline psychological associations coming out against this? In Europe, in the U.S., in Canada, all over the world, they're coming out saying, this is good. We want assisted suicide children who are depressed. And we'll be their guardians and we'll decide to kill them. California's passed laws where sex with children is not even legal. If it's consensual at age 11 or children at age 11 can decide to take a vaccine without parental consent, or you can give somebody HIV knowingly and it's not a felony. These are psychotic death cult operators who have hatred for everyone. They're evil. That's why they claim they're the liberals and they're the moral high ground and they'll decide all the issues. They want to play God. And everything that comes out of them is destruction and pain and death and betrayal and annihilation. And you look at how they've gotten the so-called intelligentsia through college to go along with this plan worldwide and to commit these massive crimes of the lockdowns and the mask and the poison shots and the blaming the therapeutics, blocking the therapeutics. And demonizing therapeutics. Everything they do. The rolling out and authorization to use DU all over the world, even though it's a death sentence for those that use it and those that are around it. For millions of years. There is a force working to destroy the earth, not just humans. Here's another headline. Massive U.S. offshore wind farm given permit to harm hundreds of whales and thousands of dolphins. Scientists have confirmed that they create low-frequency harmonics that to the whales and dolphins and other marine mammals sounds like nails on a chalkboard turned up to a million in your ears. And the animals just beach themselves en masse. Do they care? No, the globalists love it. They love killing everything. They don't want to just kill us. They want to kill the whole planet. They say carbon is evil. We are carbon. These people have declared war on what they are. It is a spiritual force. It is a drive. It is a command to kill, steal, and destroy. Now, we've got Edward Dowd joining us in the next hour, but I'm going to open the phones up now on the subject of state-sponsored suicide, which is murder of the children and of others, and what are we going to do about it? that subject. I'm going to take 6-7 calls in the next two segments because I won't have time to take calls after that. And then when Edward Dowd leaves us, I'll open the phones up again. But I'm not going to have people sit there on hold for an hour while he's on. We'll open the phones up again on other subjects and have a free-for-all in the third, into the fourth hour. But the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Now, let me tell you some of the other stuff we got coming up. Smuggler deported more than 40 times caught transporting illegals in Ohio. Total get-out-of-jail-free card. Trump-appointed judge allows DOJ to hide exculpatory evidence from jury in Proud Boys January 6th edition trial. Judge Andrew Napolitano says that's criminal, and the FBI agents should be arrested for what they did. Instead, they'll be rewarded. Canadian foreign minister calls for regime change in Moscow. Assassination. Super dangerous escalation. Professor uncovers the white supremacy of organized pantries. I'm not joking. White picket fences, organized homes, happy people is a symbol of racism. They want us all miserable, folks. They want to depress us and control us. Rumors swirl over which Biden family member got 3 million CCP-linked wire transfer. Well, we know it was Hunter, and then he gave 10% to the big guy. That is all coming up today. I was seriously injured by the Moderna vaccine. Former Pussycat Dolls member shares her vaccine injury story. We have the video. That's all coming up next hour as well. But before we go any further, please remember the way we reach new people, the way we get around the censors, is you spread the articles and the videos and the live feeds. They try to block and censor those, so the feed to use is InfoxDemand.video that's not being blocked right now. He is Mad Max World. One word, madmaxworld.tv. Write it down. Share it, please. And tell those you give it to share it. Tell them to share it. Chain reaction. Madmaxworld.tv. Infowars.com. Band.video. And please remember, we have great products that will empower and enrich your life that also fund our operation. So please visit Infowarstore.com. And I thank those of you that have and get the new turmeric toothpaste that's already become a hit. That just does great things to your mouth, that's antioxidant, that it helps heal your gums, that goes after gingivitis, that has a bunch of key essential oils like tea tree and more. My dad developed and made this. He's a retired dentist and oral surgeon. It's amazing. Infowarsstore.com. You owe it to yourself to try it, to experience it, and see how great it is. Our CBD oil is the highest spectrum, full spectrum, highest rated out there. See third-party groups, test it and look at it. That's what Mike Adam does. His main business is a lab that tests products. He said, well, you've got the highest grade. You're selling it for less than half the retail price. Bingo! We have the chewable gummies, and we have the dropper. The dropper is the strongest and the best deal, 1,000 milligram. The last few months and months and months for your joints, your bones, for arthritis, for inflammation, for neurological positive effects. Just look into what high-quality CBD oil does. Everybody should be on CBD oil. CBD oil, highest quality, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We also have the highest grade fish oil and the highest grade krill oil. We don't even know of anybody else out there that's selling this in stores. This is the same grade that medical offices for a decade now sell krill and fish oil, the highest grade. It's not been pasteurized. It's not been boiled. It is pure. It is psychoactive in my view. What it does to the brain, the cardiovascular, the whole body is incredible. If I was you, I would take krill oil and fish oil right when you go to bed with a glass of water, and it just does such, the dreams are, I mean, since I started taking this about 5 years ago, when I forget, my dreams are okay. Last night I took 3 krill oils, and it was like I was in Alice in Wonderland last night. I mean, it was amazing. The dreams were just HD color, just unbelievable what it does to your brain. It is fuel for the brain. It's the highest grade. When they boil the fish oil and the krill oil, it destroys it. This is highest grade. InfoWarsStore.com.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others.
So please, pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. We have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
Remember, the globalists and all their minions hate this broadcast more than any other because we've got their number. All right, I've opened the phones up specifically on the subject of, quote, assisted suicide. I believe if somebody wants to commit suicide, they have a right to do it. But I believe when the state gets involved, and people warned of this decades ago, they would then try to push it and make people do it or incentivize it with a social credit score, which is now happening. And then the state would say, well, we're going to make poor people or homeless people or children or disabled children wards of the state, and we're going to decide to kill them and say it's their decision to do it. That's now happening in Canada and areas of Europe. A few years ago, I aired a national TV program on state-run media in the Netherlands where they talked to a very high-functioning Down syndrome man. They explained to him that he costs four times more
for the state to take care of. And he should basically kill himself. And it's three smart-ass reporters sitting there telling him that. These are sick people, folks. They don't want you to have value for anybody, including yourself. And now they're saying they're going to kill children without parental consent. That's the logical extension of this. That's where this nightmare is going. That's the death panels for us all. I suggest Bill Gates should volunteer and lead by example before anybody else dies. Let's go in the order of the calls were received. Alex in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. With the assisted suicide, the Jesuits and their Knights of Malta and Knight Templar Freemasons, they want to kill off targeted populations with their Jesuit Malthusian model, and especially Protestants, and they don't want any of them to hear the gospel that the Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins and was buried and risen again, and upon our repentance will be born again in the Holy Spirit.
The Jesuits. So you think the Jesuits are behind the worldwide eugenics movement? Well, are you saying Thomas Malthus was a Jesuit?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
What? Was he a Jesuit? Well, guys, look up. Was Malthus a Jesuit? I didn't know that.
Yes, sir. And so the Jesuits want to destroy the Protestant Reformation because first there was the Renaissance, but then came the Protestant Reformation and the Gutenberg Press, where the Bible was given into the hands of the common man. Before that, only the Catholic priests could read the Bible. And so the Jesuits and the Black Pope, they want to bring us back to the Dark Ages, where only they have the knowledge, and they want to hide salvation of the gospel. And so we're all just trapped in Satan's system, his Roman Empire, which is...
Well, let me ask you a question. The federal government just put out a report saying Christians are the number one threat, and they said conservative Catholics are the number one threat within that group. Why would the government put out a report going after conservative Catholics if the Jesuits were trying to kill everybody?
Well, the Jesuits don't control all the Catholics yet, but they are trying to consolidate the Catholics into a new right movement that hates the Jews and wants to persecute, regular people. Like, Hitler was a Jesuit, and he modeled his SS after the Jesuit order, him and Himmler. And so this is Operation Paperclip in action that was done through what's called the Vatican Rat Lines, where they smuggled Nazis through Catholic churches to get here. And so...
Yeah, listen, I appreciate your call, and I'm not a Catholic apologist, so I'm not Catholic, that's not my job. I really think when we say this one group runs everything, that's not fair. Hitler was an occultist and did not like Christianity. He did want to control the Catholic Church to control Europe. And Himmler did model the SS with their black uniforms and things on the Jesuits and wanted to basically take that over. I actually read the writings of the Nazis on that subject. So I think part of what you say is true about the Catholic Church helping get a lot of the Nazis out at the U.S. request into the United States, but I think it was a group effort. I don't think that I would blame Catholics in general for that, or say that Adolf Hitler was a Christian or a Catholic. Adolf Hitler was an anti-Christian occultist on record. I appreciate your call. Evan in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Pleasure to talk to you again. Hey, I wanted to say that I think it'd be a very smart thing to set aside a show where you actually dedicate it to Jesus and ask people, and we pray, because there's a lot of great listeners that believe in God, and I know there's a theological questions that come up and different things, but in praying in the name of Jesus and getting people to agree with your wonderful audience might be the most powerful thing yet to be done on your show.
Well, I mean, I do love God, and we do pray to Jesus here on air. I open the phones up about suicide of children, the government killing children, and that next level of evil, but I guess we're not going to talk about that.
No, I'd love to. I'd love to. And what I'm saying is I believe there is a lot of forces that are actually pushing at the same time. Transhumanists want kids to die. The homosexual lobby wants kids to die. And what I think happens...
I mean, there's no doubt that it's in government documents that we've covered here on air that by the 60s, the university said, we're going to push all these agendas to depopulate. I mean, that's not a...
Yeah.
It's not different groups. The leadership of all those groups are globalists pushing for depopulation. It doesn't mean that I hate someone because they're a homosexual, or I hate somebody because they're this or that, or Blair White because she would want, you know, is transgender. I'm saying the agenda above it is very evil.
I completely agree. And what I'm saying is that the elites above are taking the essentially the most fringe elements of all these different groups and bringing them together and highlighting almost, you know, their dysfunction.
Yeah, they're making it a new right to be sterilized or kill yourself. Absolutely. I appreciate your call.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Robbie in Florida. You're on the air on assisted suicide now becoming forced suicide, even of our children. Go ahead, Robbie.
You know, it's devastating to hear about, you know, what's going on in Canada and Switzerland with assisted suicide with those that are fighting depression or some type of health, issue. But I think we're the bigger issue of the assisted suicide in America, which is the Trump vaccine that killed my father about 6 months after he got the Pfizer vaccine. That's been perpetrated on kids to the point to where, you know, one-year-olds have the vaccine and they'll be dying of heart attack soon. So I think that we need to get down to Mar-a-Lago and have a anti-vaccine protest that we've been talking about for years, because Trump seems to think that he's got this vote in a bag for 2024. And I don't see enough people pissed off if they're really, you know, passionate about this vaccine being the one that kills everybody.
Well, I hear you, sir. And I mean, we're just living in a system that is here to depopulate us. What do you think we do about this to stop it and just point out where this is all going?
More protests. We've been scared into a corner by January 6th, and every conservative has their tail between their legs. Meanwhile, family, friends are dropping dead. We're dead in the water now. We got to get back down the streets. We got to have a protest in front of Mar-a-Lago. Calling out Trump, get him off the water cooler, whatever hell interview that is. Talk about the shot is grenaded, and it's, you know, perpetrated by him. So unless there's a grand scheme going on here, which we know there is, it seems like we got good cop and bad cop all behind the same agenda. So,
all right, I appreciate your call. You know, at the end of the day, the public's become lazy and ignorant and only cares about entertainment. It doesn't know how the world works and don't stand up for basic human rights and human liberties. And so if we don't stand up for our rights, we all get run over. And so as Christ said, what you do to the least of me, you've done to me. Suffer the little children unto me. Better you tie a millstone around your neck and throw it in the deepest sea than harm one of these. And then what do the globalists do? Harm the children, dumb them down, poison them, put them on Ritalin, put them on Prozac, put them on GMOs, give them poison shots, try to sterilize them, try to euthanize them. That's what they're doing. That's who they are. That's their game plan. And so we have to stand up, and we have to say no to it, and we have to make it a central issue. We have to rebuke what is the left and understand it is a corporately funded amalgamation of dehumanization for the transhumanist. And this whole movement is a transhumanist, anti-God, anti-human system. We have to rally against it. We have to expose it. We have to fight it. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it.
if you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance. Call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back live. I looked into Malthus, the father of Malthusian depopulation agenda. Can't find anywhere where he's a Catholic. He went to Oxford, which is Anglican. So there you go. I just hear this stuff and I'm just like, what? And I mean, regardless, there's a New World Order system that's permeating everything that wants to get rid of human life. And I understand I bring up assisted suicide or forced suicide. People call in to make it a religious issue and that or a spiritual issue, and that's fine. There is that major aspect to it. But what I'm saying is it's the New World Order wanting to make us commodities and see each other as worthless so nobody stands up for each other. And how this is a culture of death. And obviously that's a spiritual issue. I just spent the first 30 minutes before I took calls saying that. I'm talking about how evil these people are, even from a non-religious view, that they want to kill children and how they say there's too many of us. We should be against this. But they have these selfish people that serve the system. They really believe if we kill a bunch of people, they'll get more. Or, oh, cities are too big. That's why we have so much. It's because we have cities and all these groups of people together developing and building things and dreaming of things and wanting things. They're telling you, oh, no, no, you shouldn't go on vacation. You shouldn't have a car. You shouldn't have an air conditioner. They're trying to get you to accept nothing. Trying to get you to accept rolling over and dying and turning off your life force. They're really villainous people. We all know villains want to steal from you. Villains want to hurt children. Villains want to starve people. Villains want to spy on you. Villains want to control you. When you go down a checklist of corporate media and governments and systems, they are the worst people ever by any common sense. And suddenly that's all being forgotten. And we're being told to just accept all these tyrannies as good. That's what I'm talking about. What do we do about the state saying they own our children? Oh, and they want to kill them. Question in California on assisted suicide and what the public schools are pushing. Thanks for calling.
Yes, hi. This is Alex.
So you want to go on air and talk? Or?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sure did.
Oh, sorry. I'm in the mountains of San Diego.
So I totally understand. It's great. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm just, you know, they're now officially saying they want to kill all the children. Just go ahead.
I am a single mother of three children, one on the way cooking still, so I know exactly how this is. I fight with my family a lot about it, and I think being in public school, I have a hard time with that, and being the kids being influenced by the kinds of things that they want to instill in our children, which is where it starts from the base. You want to start somewhere, that's where you do it. And I have a hard time with trying to get that word out because the public has made it so hard to fight even against your family, which is mainly what is happening. And they're tearing families apart, which is singleizing us so we have no support system. And as a mother of three children, it is so scary. And I don't want to have my kids in public school. And my family, you know, breathes down my neck and my friends and all of it. And it is. It's hard to know what to do when they make it so that you have nobody to support you. And assisted suicide, that's crazy. What parent would even think that they could do that to their children, for one? It's a scary world, and it makes me wonder, even having kids, but I know something my dad said a long time ago. He said, you can't think of it that way. God has a bigger plan, and he is bigger than all of it.
Well, you just said it. I mean, I played a couple months ago a clip of Paul Ehrlich, who's like the rock star leader of the New World Order Depopulation Movement in 1970 on national TV saying, we're going to raise taxes and cut off the resources to the point where the average person can't afford to have children, and that's our plan. And we're going to destroy the family. We're going to discredit men and women. We're going to put all the women in the workforce to control them. They just sit up there and they admit it all. And it's so nasty. But then meanwhile, those type of people have a bunch of kids and live in big houses and they've got money. They're literally training you to be a slave and acting like you having a life is bad. They are villainous, greedy, just horrible people that, again, moral grandstand like they're in charge. And we just bow down to them because they have unlimited central bank money. That's the only reason they can force feed all this. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Jason in Canada. Jason, you're on the air.
Hey, so the book is called The Nazi Doctors and the Nuremberg Code. It's written by George Annas and Michael Grodin. Now, in it, there's a specific quote that I'm going to read. It's very quick. The whole spectrum of normal representatives of the medical profession was involved, and they all knew what they did. A medical profession who accepts mass murder of sick people as a normality and to a large degree explicitly approves of it as a necessary justified act for the sake of community has failed and betrayed its mission. Such a medical profession as a whole has become morally guilty, no matter how many members of the profession directly or indirectly participated in the killing of sick people in a legal sense.
Well, you're right. The entire beginning of the Nazis when they got power in 1933 was about killing sick people and setting the precedent to do that. And so this is very Nazi-esque what we're seeing. He dropped off. Okay. Great point. Well, I'm opening the phones up. Nick in Tennessee. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. This is Nick Anonymous of the Neo Anonymous True Source on Substack. How are you doing today?
Go ahead, sir. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. I wrote an article about this euthanasia back in December called the Soylent Green Agenda. And basically, I did a lot of research and analysis on this topic. The Campaign Life Coalition in Canada revealed very recently that the doctors that's promoting assisted suicide were promoting assisted suicide. They wrote an article. I quoted. It says this. It says, Dr. Moreau Gradrell, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, president of the Quebec College of Physicians, is not only pushing for the infanticide of sick, deformed babies, but he is calling for euthanasia for sick children ages 14 and up. We told you about the Quebec infanticide proposal after Dr. Goudreau's colleague, Dr. Louis Roy, addressed a federal parliamentary committee on October 8th. More recently, on November 18th, Dr. Goudreau spoke to that same committee of MPs and senators where he repeated the demand for infanticide of sick and dead, dying and deformed babies, and also added the demand for killing sick 14 to 17 year olds. So they want to basically not only kill children, they want to kill babies. They want to kill them when they come out of the womb. This is euthanasia.
Well, you hear all the transgender cults saying, we know when a baby's born, if it's trans, and they just put it into the chute, into the road, into the database to be destroyed by the system, and they call it a rite and celebrate it everywhere when it's chemical sterilization, chemical castration. Just look at what we've become. Look at what we put up with because we're worried about being criticized by the corporate media that 95-94% of people hate. 92% of people hate Congress. The whole system's hated. No one supports it but the little managerial class of professors and sociologists and psychologists and the minions of the system. That's all there is these people that signed on to this for a little bit of power. And they're all just the most disgusting people. It's disgusting.
I wrote an article about this. I suggest everybody go read it. It's called The Soylent Green Agenda. All right, on Substack. You can find my work at Nick Anonymous.
It's probably pretty simple. You just go to Substack and put in The Soylent Green Agenda. We'll pull it up. And I look forward to reading it. Thank you so much, sir, and I appreciate your call. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, well, I want to say you're absolutely right about the Nazi, that one caller who said about the Jesuits. That's not correct at all. You're absolutely right. The Nazis created a group called the Annenerbe, and the Annenerbe were an organization by the SS that Hitler created to study the occult. They were creating basically these crazy, insane agencies to investigate the occult and to go all over the world and study the occult. They were occultists. They were not the Nazis.
Well, I mean, the founders of the Nazi Party said they wanted to get rid of religion, period, and particularly Christianity, and wanted to go back to an occultic, druidic type animus system. But look, I'm not saying the Pope, when Mussolini was in control of Hitler, didn't go along with it. I'm not saying that they didn't take over the, you know, I'm not defending the Jesuits. It's just to say that Hitler was a Jesuit is not true. It's not true.
So,
all right, I appreciate your call. Hitler was a devil worshiper. Hitler was into the occult and dark mysticism. Did the Catholic Church help get Nazis out? Absolutely. Because the U.S. government asked them to. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.